During the days of the octave, we will listen to the several churches of old, celebrating, each in its own style, but all with one and the same faith, the ascension of our Redeemer. Let us give the first place to the Greek Church, which, in her usual pompous style, commemorates the glories of this mystery. It is her hymn for the evening office. Hymn. In Assumptione Domini, ad Vesperas. When thou, O Christ, camest to Mount Olivet, there to fulfill the good pleasure of thy Father, the angels of heaven were in admiration, and the inhabitants of hell trembled. Thy disciples too were there, and they thrilled with joy as thou spokest unto them. A cloud like a throne hovered above in front, awaiting thee. The gates of heaven were opened, showing the beauty of its courts, and revealing its hidden treasures to the earth, that Adam might thus learn whence he had fallen, and whither he was to reascend. Thy feet were suddenly lifted up, as though some hand were raising them. Thy words, as long as they were heard, were naught but blessing. The cloud received thee, and heaven welcomed thee within its bosom. It was for the salvation of our souls that thou, O Lord, didst achieve this work surpassing nature's law. Thou, O God, didst on this day raise up together with thyself, above all principalities and powers, the nature of Adam which had fallen into the deep abyss, but which was restored by thee. Because thou lovedst it, thou placedst it on thine own throne. Because thou hadst pity on it, thou unitedst it to thyself. Because thou hadst thus united it, thou didst suffer with it. Because thou, the impassible, didst thus suffer, thou gavest it to share in thy glory. The angels cried out, "Who is this beautiful man?" Nay, not man only, but God and man, having the nature of both. Other angels in white garments hovered round the disciples and exclaimed, "Ye men of Galilee, this Jesus, this man-God, who hath left you, will return the God-man, the judge of the living and the dead, to give unto them that are faithful pardon and abundant mercy." When thou, O Christ, our God, didst ascend into glory, in the sight of thy disciples, a cloud received thee in thy human nature, and the gates of heaven were uplifted. The angelic choirs exulted with great joy. The heavenly powers cried out, saying, "Lift up your gates, O ye princes, and the King of glory shall enter in." The disciples were amazed and said to thee, "Leave us not, good shepherd, but send unto us thy Holy Spirit, that he may guide and strengthen our souls." After having, O Lord, in thy goodness, accomplished the mystery that was hidden from ages and generations, thou didst go, together with thy disciples, to Mount Olivet, having with thee her that had given birth to thee, the Creator and Maker of all creatures. It was meet that she, who being thy mother, had mourned more than all others over thy passion, should also have greater joy in the glory thus conferred upon thy human nature. We therefore, who share in the joy she had in thine ascension, glorify thy great mercy. O Jesus, our Emmanuel, thy work is done, and this is the day of thy entering into thy rest. In the beginning of the world, thou didst spend 6 days in harmonizing the varied portions of the creation, after which thou enteredst again into thy rest. When, later on, thou wouldst repair thy work, which Satan's malice had deranged, thy love induced thee to live among us for 33 years, during which thou didst work our redemption, and restoredst us to the holiness and honor whence we had fallen. whatsoever had been assigned thee in the eternal decrees of the Blessed Trinity, whatsoever had been foretold of thee by the prophets, all was done, dear Jesus. Not an iota of it all was forgotten. Thy triumphant ascension was the close of the mission thou hadst so mercifully undertaken. It was thy second entrance into thy rest. But this time, it was with our human nature, which thou hadst assumed, and which was now to receive divine honor. Thou wouldst have companions in thine ascension, the souls thou hadst liberated from limbo. Yea, and when about to leave us, thou saidst this word of consolation to us, quote, I go to prepare a place for you. End quote. Footnote. St. John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 2. Confiding, O Jesus, in this promise, resolve to follow thee in all the mysteries achieved by thee for our sake, in the humility of thy birth at Bethlehem, in thy sufferings on Calvary, in the joy of thy resurrection, we hope also to imitate thee, when our mortal course is run, in thy glorious ascension. Meanwhile, we unite with the holy apostles who rejoiced at thy triumph, and with the ransomed captives of limbo who entered heaven in thy company. Watch over us, O divine shepherd, while we are in our exile. Tend thy faithful sheep, let none be lost, lead them all to thy fold. The mystery of thine ascension shows us the object of our existence. It reanimates us to study more attentively and love more warmly all thy other mysteries. Our one ambition, then, our one desire, shall henceforth be our own ascension to heaven and to thee. It was for this thou camest into the world, by humbling thyself to our lowliness, to exalt us to thine own majesty, and by making thyself man, to make man a partaker of thy divinity. But until the happy day of our union with thee, what would become of us without that power of the Most High, whom thou hast promised to send us, that he may bring us patience during our pilgrimage, fidelity to our absent king, and that solace of a heart exiled from its God, love? Come then, O Holy Spirit, support our weakness, fix the eye of our souls on the heaven where our King awaits us, and never permit us to set our hearts on a world which, had it every other charm, has not the infinite one of Jesus' visible presence. Let us close our feast with this beautiful prayer taken from the Mozarabic Breviary. Prayer. Only begotten Son of God, who having conquered death didst pass from earth to heaven, who, as Son of Man, art seated in great glory on thy throne, receiving praise from the whole angelic host, grant that we, who in the jubilant devotion of our faith celebrate thine ascension to the Father, may not be fettered by the chains of sin to the love of this world, and that the aim of our hearts may unceasingly be directed to the heaven, whither thou didst ascend in glory after thy passion. Amen.